We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. Little bit of news here. Jeff and Lamphill are daring to be great. Doc, can we meet them? Can we meet them in their quest for greatness?
I'll accept that failure with honor.
It is high noon. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. Brian, do you accept the quest for greatness with Jeff and Lamphill?
How are they trying to get to greatness? What are they going after?
That I'm unaware of. Jeff just gave me a YouTube pep talk because apparently, I don't know. We're all learning together, Brian, and we're trying to be great.
You mean with that streaming stuff?
Yeah, the streaming stuff. I noticed you're not checking in from Detroit yet.
What do you mean? we don't know how to work. We don't know how to work it in the meeting. How the hell are we gonna work it on the road? in the studio, how are we gonna work it on the road?
All right, let's see. I believe the big man is on the line, Mr. Mitch Tischler from the Beltway Football Podcast.
Tish, what's up?
What up, Mitch Tischler?
What's up, boys? Just tuned into the live stream right here. This must be JP's dream. Just him full screen talking. It's great.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
He can't. You know, he's probably worried like hell.
No. Apparently, I keep forgetting that my computer is the camera, and I pull my computer down to like look over at something, right. And it's just a crotch shot on YouTube. So we're giving the people what they want. Apparently.
Well, you know Craig Hoffman, but I mean, you'll get the hang of it.
I am certainly no Craig
you know
Hoffman.
Craig Hoffman. Yeah.
Mitchell, we've been talking about it all day. What do you think happens at number two?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, not much changes in kind of my thinking on from the beginning. I was with Jaden Daniels. He was the guy that I liked the most. I think he's the guy who can step right in and play and has the highest ceiling. I think he's going to be the pick at two, and I don't know what would change day of draft that would make anyone think any different than however they felt for the past month or so.
Yeah. Doc thinks the okie doke is imminent. You do not agree.
I do not agree. I do not think there's an okie doke coming. Barring the Raiders honing up four first round picks or something, kind of crazy off the edge, I don't think that anything's changing it too.
If they do that, that'd be spectacular for Washington.
Yeah. All right, Mitch, so how do you see kind of the top five going? Because there's a ton of intrigue. I mean, I'm guessing you're going Caleb, then Jaden. What happens after that?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's chalk necessarily, but I do think that I think Drake May is the next one off the board. I know that there's some intrigue up in New England with J.J. McCarthy and, two straight, Michigan quarterbacks and, all that talk. I know you guys just did a pretty fun little crossover segment there with those guys.
That was wild.
But I do think they go. I do think they go with Drake May there. I think the Cardinals stick at four, and I think they're going to go Marvin Harrison Jr. And I don't think the Chargers are going to trade out of five, and that's what's going to be interesting to see what they decide to do there, because they definitely need some tackle help, and it should probably be Joe Alt, but they also need some help at wide receivers. So. Maybe they make the leap and go after Malik Nabers or Robodunze, whoever they like best. But I'm going to stick and say Joe Alt goes number five to the Chargers.
We've talked about it a lot where they need to get some offensive linemen here as well. And as you look at this, the group, they got two second rounders. They could possibly move back in the first. They could possibly get somebody at the second. What names are popping up for you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's talk right now of 10 offensive linemen going in the in the first round. And while, you know, the part of me that loves harping on how important it is to get great offensive linemen thinks that, you know, that's a great idea for these teams, I think in practice, I don't know that it's going to be quite that many. I think we're probably going to only end up with eight there, and maybe an extra corner or edge rusher ends up sitting there. I think they're going to be able to sit at 36 and make their pick. I think they're going to be able to pick between Jordan Morgan, Kingsley Suamachia, and Patrick Hall, if you think that he's kind of the back end of that first tier of offensive linemen there. I don't think we're going to see him trade back into the first round. I think they can stick at 36 and get a guy who can either step right in and play right away, or, you know, maybe needs a little bit of seasoning before he's ready to go full time. But ultimately, they'll be able to get their left tackle, I think, at 36 and not have to package pick to move into that in the middle of that first round.
Man, I don't agree with you, dude. They may not move up, but who do you think they can get at 36 that could play right away?
I think Jordan Morgan and the kid from BYU, Kingsley Suamachia. I think they both can potentially play right away, or certainly will be able to start within their first within their rookie season.
Dude, if you look at guys that really put a lot of effort into their mocks, I've seen a lot of people that think the BYU dude Suamatea is going 32 to Kansas City, and I've seen Jordan Morgan as high as like 25 now.
I saw him a lot going in late to the 49ers, which, you know, makes sense. Obviously, the Niners will start needing to refresh that offensive line there. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think the Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton kind of group there in the middle is gonna fall a little bit further down the draft board than the experts have them.
And, I smell a wager, big man. A wager.
Lining it up, getting straight.
What do you want to do?
What's up, fellas? That is Doc. He's a legend. Mitch, why didn't you come to the smokehouse? It's jumping down here.
Yeah, I'm surprised Mitch didn't come down here.
Y'all didn't invite him.
On location today.
Mitch, do they have a specific, like, prop bet on Guyton and Mims? Like, is there a number? Or would you and I have to set one? Bethesda always
I think
knows.
We probably have to set one. I don't know that those guys specifically have a number.
Carl Bees, he'll send you one.
Oh, Bees will get us one before the end of the segment.
Mims is 21 and a half. Actually, I got it. Mims is 21 and a half.
Okay.
And Guyton is 28 and a half.
I'll go 21 and a half. I don't know. I think I'd go under on Guyton. Under means is drafted before that, right? These get confusing.
Correct.
To me. I don't know.
Under means drafted 1 through 27.
We have time this evening in Ashburn when we have to sit around for hours before they actually make their pick.
Yeah.
Do you think, Doc, that if they want a tackle that could start, they got to trade back up?
To start, yes.
Do you think it's imperative that they do that if they're drafted this rookie quarterback?
I think if they don't get anybody a quarterback, if you want to start a game and win in the month of September, now they still could probably coach up some people they have here because the staff, I'm still counting on the staff being a jolt in the arm for us. And then the scheme, there's so much unknown, man. You might catch somebody in here hungry that knows there's an opportunity here and then maybe they step up for it.
There you go.
Mitch, what would they do? Now, let's keep this in mind, too, that it was only three springs ago, that they signed Leno and then released Morgan Moses. And those moves happened after the draft because the Bears drafted somebody to replace Leno. So it's entirely possible that there'd be some veteran tackle that hits the market over the next few weeks that they could then sign if they don't get somebody they think can help. But with the current roster, who would be that left tackle? Lucas? Braden Daniels, finally?
Lucas? It's the only one that's on there, really.
I don't think Braden Daniels. I don't know that Braden Daniels is going to be on this roster come September 1st or whatever that cutdown day is. But that's
you can't punt on a fourth round or 1 year in. Thanks, dude.
Yes, you can if you didn't draft him.
Yeah, sure. It's not your guy.
That's right.
listen, Big Cord has stepped in and played well when, you know, when he's had an opportunity to. I don't know that I want to rely on him to start, you know, 17 games for an entire season. But if you need him to start the first four games of the season while you're working with your guy and getting them, you know, making sure that he's, you know, ready to go, then so be it. He's a really nice backup swing tackle, and he's played well at times when he steps in. I just don't know. I want him starting all 17, but if he has to start a couple while some seasoning gets worked into whatever offensive tackle it is, so be it.
Yeah, aren't we kind of tripping? It's not like a 12-year-old driving on the Beltway. Hell, if he's on your team, he ought to be able to play in the game.
Right.
If you not, get him off the team and get somebody else.
I totally agree. And I think
Lucas, at the experience he has right now, is better than a tackle who didn't play much in college who needs a little seasoning right now. I'll take him in a heartbeat.
And the guys we're talking about, Guyton and Mims, are absolutely fit that category, B, where they didn't play a ton, Mims especially. Now, he's got size and potential, but not many snaps. Mitch, what do you want to see?
You know what potential does, JP?
Get you fired.
Got a lot of people fired, bro. Yeah.
That's how you know. B, that's how you can tell I have no potential because I just keep getting jobs. Mitch, what do you want to see further down the draft? How many linemen? They have six picks in the top 100. How many linemen do you want out of that six?
Honestly, out of those top 100 picks, I'm okay if only one offensive tackle comes up from that group. I'd like another interior guy to help out down the road. But this team has a lot of holes, and, you know, they did a good job in free agency, you know, plugging a lot of them with, some short-term contracts. But they got to build depth on this roster, and that's something that, you know, none of the Ron Rivera teams really had too much of. If a starter went down, things went south real quick. And so I'd be okay with just one offensive lineman in that group. I want to see them add a wide receiver. I want to see them add an edge, a linebacker, and a corner as well. And if they end up going, you know, one player at quarterback, one tackle, you know, one at each of those other positions, I'm okay with that because there's a lot of needs on this team.
Doc, what do you want to see? I mean, we're all working with this assumption of certainly quarterback at two and then some combination of tackle, whether it's moving up or at 36. What else do you want to see on that list in the top 100?
Well, the needs are O-line, wide receiver, tight end, linebacker, corner. I mean, they got a lot of needs. So really, whom they've drafted up or who they think is the hungriest. And then, you know me, I'm a UFA guy. I can't wait for the undrafted free agents, somebody that everybody's missed on. I've just seen too many outstanding players that everybody misses on. We act like these people actually everybody knows what they're doing. That couldn't be further from the truth.
How many – you had a great line to me once where you explained how many head coaches or offensive coordinators you had in your first 5 or 6 years in the league.
Oh, yeah, six.
Six and six, right?
Head coach. Yeah, five different head coaches in the first 5 years. First five people all get fired. It's the biggest misconception in our society that people are hired actually understand what the job description is and are good at it. It's just malarkey. Hmm. People just get coached, they get hired up, they get friended up, and the guy coaching you may never have coached anybody before. You don't know it, nor do you care.
We saw that last year, basically.
Thank you. It's happened over and over. I've seen it, man. So I just want somebody, it's just like B. Mitch. Go find me a B. Mitch.
You can't fill all the holes this year.
Right.
But there are positions that if you get better at that position, you can make the other positions look good.
Yep.
So if you get strong at offensive line, guess what? Your receivers and your running backs and your quarterback will look better. Mm-hmm. If you get strong at that D-line, you'll make the linebackers and then some of these cornerbacks look better. So I don't think you have to get a person in every position. I think you need to strengthen the positions that make people better. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And if you're
everybody
taking
– yeah,
just from
I mean,
salary cap perspective, if you can draft those really important positions well, then you're going to put yourself into a more advantageous position to spend a little bit if this thing does get rolling appropriately.
Somebody may drop to you. If there's a big receiver that's good, I think you could use some size outside.
Who's your guy, Mitch? Florida State kid.
Keon Coleman, baby. He's the one that I've been talking about.
I think he could be there at 32. You think he could be there at like 36?
I think he'll be there at 36. I think he could. I mean, he's who I had in our Belly Football mock draft at number 40 there. I think he could easily.
I wouldn't take him before I take an offensive lineman.
You would take him before you took an offensive
tackle? I wouldn't take him before I take offensive tackle. Oh. I would not.
No. Listen, they only locked themselves into having to do two things in this draft, and that's take a quarterback and take an offensive tackle. After that, those final four picks of the top 100 and then on to day three, they can do whatever they want with them. And Keon Coleman's a 6'3", 220-pound wide receiver, huge body, good hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's immediate red zone threat. You know, he's a guy – he's the type of player that, you know, we talked about when they brought in Zach Ertz, who's like, a young quarterback's best friend. You get a big receiver out there that he can throw the ball to a little bit and kind of steal some yards that way. I think he'd be a really nice piece alongside Terry and Jahan to help out whoever they end up taking at number two.
Mitch, where does Michael Penix go tonight? Or is it
that's going to be interesting because I could see a scenario where the Giants take a quarterback and don't trade back from six. The Vikings might be able to just stick at 11 and get Michael Penix there. Maybe the Raiders at 13, but it's going to be interesting because, you know, there was a time where it only felt like four quarterbacks were going to go in the first round, and now I think it seems almost hard to believe that six quarterbacks aren't going to go in the first round, which is why going back to the offensive line talk, I think the numbers are a little bit different than what we've been talking about kind of leading up to today.
Unless there's no defensive players that go. But I think there'll be a run on corners. There's just typically when you talk about like the high-value draft positions, edge is such a valuable place, right, to get in the draft. And the prospects I just don't think are that high-end this year. I think that's why you might see – I'd say I like five quarterbacks to go. And, I mean – if we're counting just linemen, not tackles, but, like, I think you get to 10 linemen with some of these interior guys. I think, what am I at now, 15? I think you get another seven wideouts. It's an interesting draft for sure. I think,
and the tight end?
Yeah. Well, it's just Bowers going to go first round, right?
Right. Just Bowers. But you're right there. You've got 23 offensive players in the first round.
There's an alien out of Texas, too.
Yeah. I think he's projected as a second rounder.
Second round. Okay.
The guy I like the what do you have you watched that big tight end out of Penn State at all, Doc? Theo Johnson.
Yeah, seen him.
I mean that offense is just kind of tough to watch, but he's got some tools, man. Big man, when are you heading to Ashburn?
I have a 3 o'clock meeting out in D.C. and then heading out there afterwards. So I'll be out there pretty early with some time to spare. Might hit up. Topgolf and see if I can beat Jaden Daniels' number up there.
What when will you be leaving to come downtown for that meeting? I might need you to pick up my computer. My computer died. I just got my computer back from AppleCare, and now it's not working again with the exact same freaking issue. I mean,
the same owner has the computer, so
I haven't done anything with it. I got it out of the box last night and put it in my bag. I've done nothing. This is not me.
Did you charge it?
Yes, and it's plugged in. Doc, have I done anything to violate this computer?
You might need to cut it off and cut it back on.
I've tried.
I hope you're not violating your computer.
Don't violate because you get violated. Mitchell, I'll see you in Ashburn, buddy. Thank you.
Later, guys.
All right, Stu.
All right,
man. When we come back, we're going to run through a whole bunch of draft odds. We're going to open the phones at 1 o'clock, and apparently we never go away. On YouTube. Don't go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Is that what I sound like when I'm on delay and I'm trying to rap? What B-Mitch is doing right now?
You sound like that when we're in the studio.
I have an idea for the room. I'm going to let everybody vote. We'll start with the DOC. I think, listen, it is a Bleep You Thursday. All Thursdays observed on the B-Mitch and Finley program are Bleep You Thursdays. And I am very upset with my computer. I'll continue to point that out.
But you look good on it, though.
I appreciate that, Doc. Mm-hmm. But I vote that today, instead of Bleep You Thursday, from 1 to 1:30, the phone lines are open, and the people get to make their pick. Mm. People can call in
I'm
and
with
tell
that.
Us who I they like take it. At number two.
Thumbs up.
Let's do that.
All right, Landini, Jeffrey, we good? Everybody Gucci? And I will maybe read some picks from the YouTube chat, which I can only look at on my phone because, again, my computer's broken right after I got it back from AppleCare. And I try not
and
to.
And I think that has nothing to do with everybody but yourself.
I can't believe you don't have two computers.
I do. The other one's at the house,
oh, okay.
And I didn't bring it
okay.
Because I was like, oh, I got my good one back.
A man like you should have two of everything.
I got one wife, Doc.
Well, everything but a wife.
Yeah, that's right. We have not yet got to hear from Jeffrey or Landini on who the pick will be tonight. He's a professor for a reason, folks. Jim Andrew Mullins, the 10th. Who you got at number two, Landfill?
I think they're going to go with Jaden Daniels.
No zagging?
No, at this point, I'm fully convinced. It's Jaden Daniels.
Landfill fully convinced.
Fully convinced.
Professor Landini's very rarely fully convinced
of
anything.
What got you fully convinced?
Everybody else seems pretty confident that it's him. So I'm going with it.
All right.
And everybody has been confident in a lot of stuff, Landfill, and they were just wrong. You think they could be wrong this time?
Possibly.
Okay.
People have been wrong before. And what about you, young Jeffrey?
Yeah, I know I'm an SEC guy. Let's go, Jaden.
There you have it. Jeff says
Jaden.
He's
an SEC guy. Okay.
Everybody says Jaden, but the DOC. Doc.
Well, I love
that. Hey, man, you know, Doc been hanging around since Methuselah, so he may know something we don't know.
You ask me what I think they will do.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
If I was picking, I'm going by you.
I know.
You asked me what I think they will do, and that's what I told you.
This is going to be pretty cool. Coming up in about 10 minutes, my buddy Marcus Washington is going to join the program. My buddy Marcus is a draft maniac. I'm telling you, Doc, maniac. When I saw him last fall, I believe the event was, maybe it was January, he told me he was almost through the third rounders of his own individual film study. And I say this because you would think, oh, this dude must be in the football business, scout, something like that. No, he runs the Washington Jesuit Academy and is just obsessed with the draft. So he's going to give us picks, the six picks the Commanders have in the top 100.
Beautiful.
He's going to give us one for each of them.
Okay, good.
B, I wanted to run through some other draft stuff, though.
Hmm?
I got, you know me, they always send me odds. I got odds on everything. Just kind of elsewhere besides what the Commanders are going to do, because I'd argue it kind of does seem, I don't want to say anticlimactic because ain't nothing over till Roger says so, but I mean, Caleb at one and then Jaden at two almost seem matter of fact at this point. The odds I just got sent to me from betonline.ag, and I'm sure now at this point you can get legal betting houses, ESPN Bet or FanDuel or whatever, but they don't send me emails. So Jaden Daniels now minus 500 to go number two. That's a pretty overwhelming odds. And then Drake May is minus 300 to go number three. My question for the room, and what the hell, we'll give the young guy the opportunity to start. What position goes at fourth? If it goes 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so you said a young guy, so it's me, right?
I didn't say the best-looking guy, Brian. Then it would be you. But you can start. You're B-Mitch. You have over 12 miles of return yardage.
I think it's going to be a receiver at the fourth spot.
You like Marvin?
I think Marvin, but I would not be surprised if Neighbors edge him out.
I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. All right, Doc, what's the position at number four?
I'm with B. Mitch, Neighbors.
He said Marvin. Did you say Neighbors or Marvin?
I'm saying.
I said Marvin, but I would not be surprised if Neighbors were to go.
I think Neighbors goes ahead of Marvin.
I like Doc, the contrarian draft expert. I'm enjoying
this. Not an expert.
You're not.
Doc, you're an expert, man.
I think you are an expert.
You founded or made most things that are in the world, man.
No. But I've done this.
I think Doc invented fire.
I've done this. I've seen enough failure in this to realize that this would be played.
Sorry. I mean, that's just I took like 10 body blows at the touchdown club dinner. I'm allowed to throw one.
He was destroying you at the touchdown club.
The fact that Gary then got up and threw one more haymaker at me, I was like, damn,
that was a night.
Landfill, what's the position at number four?
Wide receiver.
Who is it?
Marvin Harrison.
Jeffrey, what's the position at number four?
I think a lineman might go at number four.
Ooh, you like alt right there?
Yeah, they might just shock the world.
All right, I like
it. Cardinals doing something smart?
They just took Paris Johnson last year, though. So they just drafted a first-round lineman.
That's true.
I don't think they're doing that.
Yeah.
Heavy Metal Chris is here. Heavy Metal Chris, what's the position at number four?
It's going to be Harrison. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going against all of you. I think it's J.J. McCarthy. I think somebody comes up and gets him because the Giants are right there at six. And honestly, I don't think it's going to happen. But if I was crazy ass Jim Harbaugh, I would be trying to play my cards to where it looks like I might take him at five.
Take who at five?
McCarthy. That's his guy.
Man, be honest with you, you could be all you want. He can't take him at five. He got Justin Herbert.
I know he's not going to. But
he can sit up there and act like he's going to do something. He is not making that move right there. Is he the general manager there too? I'd be like, dude, no, we got Justin. We paid Justin. We're not dropping this dude. I don't care if he was your quarterback in college or not.
So you could get, if you like Malik Neighbors there, Doc. Mm-hmm. So Marvin Harrison is the favorite to go fourth overall, mm-hmm. right? Minus 200. McCarthy then plus 425, which that could be a sprinkle for your boy. Drake May plus 550. If you think maybe New England would take McCarthy instead, I don't see that.
He'll be gone.
If you want Malik Neighbors to go fourth overall, pays 14-1.
I just think it's possible.
Dude, I mean, depending what the reporting.
For Arizona.
Just to go fourth. So you're not locked into the Cardinals. Maybe somebody sums up trades for them.
I
kind of doubt
it. Saying. Yeah. Okay.
But, dude, if the reporting is true that the league is about half and half on Neighbors versus Harrison, and my guess is it's probably more like 7/8 Harrison, but all you need is one team to like Neighbors more, and then you're getting paid 14-1. I don't hate that. Like, what's a $20 bet win you at 14-1? 280?
Man, there's three killer receivers in this draft that really you put them together. If you blindfold it and got either one of the three, I think you still win with them. And in the end, length and speed. Now, yep. I like Marvin. He does a lot of great things. But these dudes.
Speed, dog. And these LSU guys, man.
LSU is no joke. I'm telling you.
Hey, man, something in the water down there, bro.
You ain't lying.
At number five. Sits Crazy Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm. This is easy.
What do you got?
Size.
Alt?
Yeah, for him, size.
Okay. Doc's he on going, the board going size. What about you, B?
I see him going to get old lineman because what was he strong at in college?
Trenches.
His offensive line and his defense. So I think he's going to make sure that dude who they have there the model that plays quarterback, they're going to now make him begin to make quarterback plays a lot. And
model?
Him.
My man's got acne, B.
Now, the stretch, now it wouldn't blow my mind if he went after the Georgia tight end. He's either going to get size or a tight end.
Wow. Wow. Now, if you like Brock Bowers to the Chargers at number five, Doc, you can retire on that. 50-1, dude. You hit that on a $50 bet? Woo.
Man, there ain't no retirement in Doc's repertoire, dog.
What is that?
I hope to find out one day. Landfill, what do you got at number five? What's the position?
Wide receiver.
Whoever's there between Harrison and Neighbors?
Yeah.
Okay. About you, Jeffrey?
I had Neighbors as well.
I'm with you guys. I think Harbaugh, because they have, what's the big fella's name they have? Slater, right? Who dominated Chase in college and in the pros. Yeah. I think they have Rashawn Slater, right?
Yeah.
I think they go wide out there because they just lost
two people.
They lost Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, right?
Yeah.
Dude, if you look at their actual roster right now, this is Chargers.com. You know how many people are listed at wide receiver on a 90-man roster, I would add?
Three.
Two.
Three.
Thank you.
Three out of 90.
Three, yeah.
I think they go wide out. And I think Harbaugh sprints to the podium. Whoever doesn't go between Neighbors and Harrison will be gone at number five. And
don't forget, he values a tight end like a wide receiver.
Sure.
Because the receiving tight end to him, he's different. So I wouldn't sleep on that.
Yeah. I think four and five are where it's going to start to get real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of those picks would probably be available to the Raiders or the Vikings if they're actually looking to move up. I'm just curious if the Raiders or the Vikings are really looking to move up if 1-2-3 goes Caleb Daniels May. Like, is anybody really moving up for JJ, or do you wait and see if you get him?
Mm-hmm. They're going to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm with B on that. Although, that's what's going to make tonight interesting if you believe he's ready-made. Yeah, for your offense. And he's going to a guy who I think we trust offensively. It's all the analytic thing, man. You get a guy who you don't have to teach. The one thing we're talking about, the huddle. Not everybody gets in huddles now. If you got a guy that got that kind of hit of him, maybe a match in Minnesota. They got a beast at receiver.
Yeah.
They got good at tight end. They're kind of ready to win.
Right. They got to do something.
Yeah, they're ready to win.
Here's what we're going to do. We're ready to give away some tickets. Caller number 10 right now. You get two tickets to Deep Purple One More Time Tour, Saturday, September 7th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. Caller 10, 800-636-1067. You win Deep Purple tickets. Phone lines open 1 o'clock.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years old or present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Me and Doc Walker live down at D.C. Smokehouse, Florida Avenue, Northwest. Place is banging. The wings are outrageous.
Food and everything. They shortcut them tips and Brock everything.
Right now, joining us on the BetQL guest line, B. Mitch is actually in Detroit for the NFL draft.
Yep.
Going to have a busy, busy night. So I've become friends with a guy named Marcus Washington, who's the president of the Washington Jesuit Academy. I have some buddies that have gotten me involved with WJA. It's a great cause. You know they know what they're doing, and B and Doc, you will appreciate this. They hold young men accountable And we know a graduate of WJA and Anthony Haney, a kid that
– Oh, my God.
A kid
yeah.
that yep. you want your son to be like.
Man. The yeah. Orangeman. The Orangeman.
Absolutely. So Marcus runs the show over there, and that's all well and good, and we'll give you a WJA plug, Marcus. But you are also an absolute draft lunatic, and that's why you're joining us today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been working all year on this.
I don't remember when the event was where I saw you last, but you told me at mm-hmm. that point you were almost through the third round. Like, do you legitimately build out a big board that goes all the way through seven?
Yeah, I have it in an Excel spreadsheet. By the time I get to fifth, sixth, and seventh round, I'm making up certain things and trying to figure it out. Tonight I'll go back and recalibrate my board.
I love it. I love it. So let's get down to business. You and I texted, and I think you yep. are uniquely positioned. I'm guessing you know off the top of your head the actual number picks. I know it's 136, yes. 40. Help me out. Then it gets 68.
67, 78, and 100.
All right. Give me one and then 36. Say the pick is in, and then we can all react.
Okay. All right, the number two pick, Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback.
I think that's all thumbs up from the whole crowd. I'll speak on behalf of all parties.
Yep.
Now we're on to number 36.
36 was a tough one because I'm not sure that he's going to be there, but I'm taking Jordan Morgan if he's there.
Arizona tackle.
Arizona tackle. Yep.
I like that. Now let me add that Marcus, when we were texting, he's like, am I allowed to make trades? Is that, and I said no for the sake of time because I feel like you'd have 10 of them. Do you think they're going to be looking to trade up into the first for a tackle? If they did, who would you want, and what would that compensation look like?
I think they're going to try to trade up. I don't know if the tackles that they would take and trade up for will be there. I think it would cost you the 36th and the 78th pick to go up probably around with Green Bay at number 25, and I'd be targeting Amarius Mims there.
I like Mims.
Big Mims.
He's a big fella, dude.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so at number two, we got Jaden Daniels. At 36, you took the big boy Morgan out of Arizona. Yeah. I honestly think that's close to a dream scenario for Washington if they can pull both of those off. Because that's addressing needs and getting best player available. Now I'm turning it over. You're the maestro now. Because as this thing gets deeper and deeper, you're going to be the expert. Who you got at 40?
Ideally, I would like to trade out of 40 and go back into the 50s. I think it's going to be a cluster of guys there that would be really, really good. But staying put at 40, I'm going with cornerback from Rutgers, Max Melton.
Tell me a little about Max Melton.
Mm.
He has inside-outside versatility, he's explosive, and he has good ball skills, and I think he can come in and be a day-one starter, and I think he's been underrated by a lot of the draft pundits.
I'll tell you what, Bill Belichick, love dudes out of Rutgers.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, amen.
Where do you have Melton on your big board? Is he higher than 40? Are they getting a little value here?
He's probably around. I have him in the mid-40s. No, they're not getting value there. I think you could trade back and get Max Melton, but I think that in terms of priority, I have corner as a high priority, and I think he's a day one starter.
I mean, if you don't, you're either banking on Forbes being something he wasn't, or you need to have corner a high priority.
Get the corner.
Yep. And corner's a high value position, and BSJ's, I think, in the last year of his deal and didn't perform too well last year. I'm with you. All right, take me to our next pick, sir.
Okay, the next pick is 67. This was a tough one. I went back and forth between double-dipping and getting another offensive tackle, but in the end, I chose tight end Ben Sinnott from Kansas State. He's a versatile weapon. He can play H-back. He can play on the line. You can move him all the way around, and I want him learning from Zach Ertz.
I like that. I definitely think they need a tight end in this draft, and I think they need to bring somebody in the top 100. The guy I've been stumping for is Theo Johnson out of Penn State. Where do you have him compared to your boy from K-State?
I have Theo Johnson in the middle of the third round. I like Ben Sinnott a little more just because of the versatility, and I think Cliff Kingsbury, he likes to move his tight ends a little bit around, and this guy can go at H-back, line up in the backfield, play a little bit of fullback, and you can just move him around overall as a weapon, whereas Theo is more of a traditional tight end, very good upside.
I like that because everybody thinks spread with Cliff, and that's not incorrect, but he also runs a fair amount of 12 personnel, so they're going to need two tight ends they can get out there at the same time.
Absolutely. And the next pick with 78, it's a guy who I really, really like. He'll be a situational pass rusher next year. It's Austin Booker from Kansas. And so he had a very good year, very explosive, and a good developmental DN.
Now, Doc, how would it go to go K-State and then Kansas? You're bringing in a Wildcat and a Jayhawk in the same round.
Give them a check. They'll get along well.
Okay. That's generally how it works.
Yeah, that money
will make a difference. We're trying to take over Kansas.
Yeah.
Burgundy and gold's huge in Kansas.
That's right, baby. Yeah. JR.
Hey, Marcus, so that pick right there would have been 78, right? Mm-hmm. That's the pick they kind of ended up with in the Howell trade. Do you think they got good draft pick value in that Howell trade?
Oh, I thought it was excellent in terms of good value. I thought it was too good to be able to pass up, to be able to go from a fourth, to be able to go up into the 100s and then get to 78. There's a cliff in the third round where a lot of the talent falls off. I remember watching it last year, but the cliff usually doesn't fall off by 78.
Gotcha. All right, last pick for you, sir. Number 100, and let me be crystal clear if anyone in Ashburn is listening. All parties, Brian in Detroit, Doc, the good people here at D-City Smokehouse, we would all love if they trade away this number 100 pick so we don't have to stick around all the way till the absolute end of Friday night for this pick. Just if anybody is listening about that. But who you got?
I don't mind, Jay. I'm not going to be there anyway.
Who you got at 100, man?
At 100, I'm going linebacker from North Carolina, Cedric Gray.
Cedric Gray, tell us something about him.
Cedric Gray is explosive, high upside, growing into the position, long arms, and just has all the measurables. He'll probably end up being a weak side linebacker and could possibly be Jamin Davis's replacement if he doesn't resign with us.
Woo! Have it. Can you give me just run me through your top six picks one more time?
So my top six picks are Jaden Daniels, Jordan Morgan, Max Melton, Ben Sinnott, Austin Booker, and Cedric Gray.
There you have it. All right, Marcus, thank you for making time. I'm going to tell everybody to check out the WJA.
Marcus, you better be careful, man. You got some bosses over there listening to you putting all this time into this draft stuff.
B-Mitch, check this out real quick, very quickly. It's in my contract that I get tomorrow off. It's in my contract. You know I love the draft.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about all the time it took for you to get all that information.
You know, it's one thing to get the day off from work, but what about, like, wife, children? How do they feel about you devoting, you know, the next 3 days of your life to the NFL draft?
They already know. I send my kids away. I get my wife a hotel room, and my buddies come on over, and we have a blast.
Wow.
I told you. When I told you he's a draft freak, I wasn't lying.
Yeah, no, we thought Sheehan was the only guy with that type of schedule.
Hey, Marcus, we got to come see you at WJA. What's the next event people can get involved with?
We have one over at Congressional Country Club, which I'll get you the information on. I don't have the date and time. I just do
That's
what I'm told, but I'll get it over to you.
Okay. We'll see you soon, man. Thank you for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
All right, Marcus. Thank you. Care, man.
I appreciate you all. Keep up the great work.
You got it.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Brother.
Marcus Washington from WJA, Washington Jesuit Academy.
When I first saw it, I thought you had the OM dub coming over here.
The linebacker.
The linebacker, yeah.
I think that's what Jeff was asking me, too. All right, let's do this. Phone lines open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Your opportunity to make the pick. You are on the clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.